Tim, talk to us about the impact on you as the local MP, and I suppose how on your toes it kept you over what's usually a quiet time for politicians. You have a bit of a break and catch up with the family and, you know, renew acquaintances with friends and the like, but for you, you're on the fire ground and very much pressing flesh with people and making sure that things were being kept in motion to ensure that these communities were, I suppose, trying to help limit the impact on these communities.
Yeah, I had a pretty interesting 72 hours. So I had the fire came pretty close to my place. So you're sort of sitting up all night with it, 500, 600 metres away. And then the phone starts ringing at 6 in the morning. So you didn't have much sleep for 72 hours there. But
well, it looks like we've just lost Tim there. Can we see what you there, Tim? Looks like Tim might have just cut out. So we might try and see if we can get Tim back on the line. You still there, Tim? We'll see if Gibbo can try and get him back on the line. But, Brownie, you're from that neck of the woods from Hayfield. It's not removed from the fires, but I'm guessing Hayfield wasn't directly under threat, but you go further east and that's where the real trouble was.
Yeah, once you hit Bairnsdale, King, it got pretty hairy for those guys, particularly, I think it got sort of 5Ks north of Bairnsdale near Wyong, those sorts of areas, and then obviously the further east you went from there, the bigger it got, and you know, as close as it did got to Mallacoota, those people jumping down into the water, you know, just to spend their night, to be safe, all those sorts of little stories that you hear, unbelievable circumstances.
We've got Tim back on the line. Brownie, you want to have a chat with your local MP?
Yeah, g'day, Tim. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the losses and some of the properties and big losses that we've had down that way in East Gippsland?
Yeah, look, we had in the vicinity of about 260 homes lost, hundreds of kilometres of, probably thousands of kilometres of fencing, hundreds of head of stock. But, you know, the tragedy with this was we lost some lives. We lost, in this region, we lost one as a direct impact of the fire, and a couple of very popular community men lost their lives defending and firefighting and clearing lines. So, you can rebuild all that other stuff, but the loss of lives is absolutely tragic. And that sort of, you know, hit our community the hardest, if you like, which is no surprise, but that'll take a little bit of getting over, of course.
Yeah, you mentioned, the people jumping in and helping. How proud are you were, you know, of all the communities banding together, getting on the front foot, whether it's trying to save their own properties or other people's or, you know, other towns. How proud are you were of how everyone banded together?
Yeah, look, I tell you what, the community response, not just here locally, but across the state's been incredible. We got to the stage there, Brownie, where we were turning around trucks with food and clothing because we just had so much donated. But, people were dropping in house keys for vacant houses for people they didn't know. I had one chap dropped off his car keys to a relatively modern new car and just said, give it to someone who lost theirs. The acts of generosity, you know, we hear a lot about the negatives in the media at different times, and the media can tend to be a bit negative, but it's heartwarming and puts a lump in the throat when you hear of some of these incredible acts of generosity that took place.
And one that's obviously sport and footy is really close to us, and we're here tomorrow. The local footy community and the netballers are putting on a bit of a day down at Lake Tyres on the beach. They're playing some beach footy, guys, and running around there. The girls are going to play netball out on the sand as well, but more an opportunity for the community to get together and band together and spend some time and lift some spirits. But I'd imagine there's plenty of those sort of activities going on in the area, Tim.
Yeah, there is. Look, we've had, as I mentioned earlier, we've had our tourist season decimated. So every event that is being held in our region now is being exceptionally well attended. People are coming back from the metropolitan area and pouring some dollars back into our local economy that we need so badly. We've got a big wooden boat festival here on the weekend, and you probably saw where we've tagged a few fish, and if you catch one of them, you win $10,000. So we've got a lot going on events-wise in our community, and the best thing that people can do if they want to help us is just come and visit us and spend some money up.
Tim, what are some of the highlights down for those who maybe from the surf coast of, you know, me personally, I've never been further east than Inverloch. Tell us some of the highlights down in Gippsland and some of the areas that are worth visiting.
Yeah, we've got a bit of everything up here. It's one of the few regions, I guess, in Australia where you've got ocean beaches, you've got inland lakes, and then you've got snow fields, you know, within a couple of hours' drive. So some magnificent national parks. It's very unique. We've got the world-famous Buchan Caves that were ravaged by fire but just reopened again. But no better time of the year to come and visit us on the tail end of summer. We have very mild conditions leading into autumn. Great boating, great fishing, great surfing. Just come and visit us and see how we do it. It's a great place to come.
And the Buchan races, they were, I think it was a fortnight ago now, and able to get the track regenerated and a couple of rebuilds of some facilities, and a great day down there as well.
Mate, it was an absolutely brilliant day up at Buchan. You know, they had the biggest crowd they've ever had for a little racing club that's over 100 years old. And, you know, it was a great sight. Half the winning post was burnt, and they didn't repair that. They left that there as a reminder of what we've just been through. But people turned out in droves, and it was a fantastic little meeting up there. And pulled up a bit dusty after that one, actually. Things got a bit out of hand there late in the day.
As they should at a good race meet, Tim. We really appreciate your time. You've done a power of work as the state member for Gippsland East. It's been right in your backyard, and literally right in your backyard, these fires. And you've done a wonderful job keeping that community well and truly connected to what needs to be done to be able to get yourselves back on your feet, and no doubt encouraging everybody from our neck of the woods down across Geelong and the Surf Coast that if you've got a spare weekend, head east and head as far east as you can go and get to the beautiful part of Victoria that some of us never get to see. Tim, we really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish everybody down in the Gippsland region all the best with the recovery.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good call tonight, and look forward to seeing a few from your neck of the woods come up our way.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim. Tim Bull joining us there, the state member for Gippsland East. Great to give us a few minutes of his time and talk about the devastation that's taken place down there. And we appreciate you, Brownie, taking the time to organise that.
No, that's okay, King. He's a great man. He does a power of work down that way. And you know, for saying you know, to any of the locals down the Geelong way, if they're getting in their car and going for a drive, Lakes Entrance, great place to set yourself up and then go some day trips from there, get out to Buchan Caves. You can head further east down towards Mallacoota, Orbost, Omeo, those sorts of areas. There's plenty up there, and you know, you can even get up into the snowfields, as you mentioned, once we get a little bit closer to winter, Kingy.